This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Bob Kinzel. There's little question that Vermont and Quebec have had a long and deep connection. It's estimated that almost a million Quebec immigrants came to Vermont and New England between 1830 and 1930. On Monday, the University of Vermont will be hosting a conference called French Connections that will explore the cultural and economic ties that bind this state and province together. One of the coordinators of the conference is Marie-Claude Francard. She is the Quebec delegate to New England. In effect, she is Quebec's ambassador to the six New England states. She joins us now. Marie-Claude, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
First of all, what are you hoping people attending the conference will get from it?
Well, I hope that they get the depth and the richness of this relationship, that bilateral relationship that Quebec and Vermont have had over more than 100 years now.
At one time, the border between Vermont and Quebec, it was very porous. That's gradually changed. We're parts of different countries. We speak different languages. Commercially, there are ties, but are there still those cultural ties between the two lands that once existed?
Certainly. And, the premier and the Canadian government is very much aware that the fluidity at the border must remain. And so is the American government. And we've been working very closely with the governors of Vermont in order to make sure that the goods go back and forth and that people can actually go back and forth as well. To give you an example, there's 2 million crossings between Quebec borders and Vermont every year. And out of those 2 million people that cross those borders, 700,000 of them are not just going through Vermont, they are visiting Vermont. So those connections are there. These people go to Vermont to ski, to hike the mountains, to eat your wonderful foods, to hear your music, go to your cultural festivals. So these ties are very much there, and Quebecers are very keen on what Vermont has to offer.
Well, when we go north, we're greeted pretty warmly, even if we don't speak French. And, you know, even in the townships where it's very French speaking. But here, very few of us know your language. So is Vermont welcoming enough to the Quebecois?
Certainly, and a lot of efforts have been made in order to make it even easier. The Alliance Française has put together a program to help people that own restaurants or businesses in order to facilitate communication, to make people feel welcome, and to say that, you know, when it comes to business, they love to have us as tourists.
Well, I want you to be completely frank, because it's just you and me now. What can we do better here in Vermont to welcome Quebecois?
Well, I think that, just to give you an example, the first visit of Governor Scott abroad was to Quebec within a month of his inauguration. And he came with five of his secretaries and commissioners. It sent a very strong message to Quebecers that Vermont, like Quebecers, they want to do business with us. It's a $3 billion relationship. It's a very important one. And just to go back, just to give you a few numbers, in the number of Vermont jobs related to Canadian businesses is 2,100. If you look at the number of Vermont jobs that relate to commerce with Quebec and Canada, 16,000. So we're very much integrated. We're very much part of each other's life. And, it's people like the governor and the premier that keep close ties together, that keep enriching this relationship.
Have there been projects that have been created here in Vermont that have been very positive towards Quebec?
Certainly. We signed a couple of agreements, one in the aerospace and aviation industry. So we, every year, work very closely with the people organized, manufactured in Vermont. We also have an electric corridor for our cars, electric cars, for people to be able to go and travel to Vermont and enjoy Vermont. We also have had another agreement that was signed between the Lake Champlain Regional Chamber of Commerce and the Federation of Quebec Chambers. And actually today I'm in Montreal because the Quebec Premier is hosting American companies and American associations to discuss Quebec and trade. And from Vermont, we do have Revision Military with Michael Duby, who is present here at the same table with people from Microsoft and GE. And Tom Torty from the Chamber of Commerce is here as well.
Hey, podcast listeners, you might have heard about this whole tripod thing. All this month, we're asking you to help a friend try a new podcast. Think of someone special in your life, then recommend a show that's right up their alley. If they're new to this whole podcasting thing, you can walk them through the steps to listen and subscribe. Then please share your recommendation with the hashtag tripod. That's spelled T-R-Y, pod. That way we can all get some new recommendations. And thank you for spreading the pod love.
One project that could strengthen our bonds is the reinstatement of the Montreal, or the train between Vermont and Montreal, which many Vermonters are very excited about. The U.S. Congress has approved preclearance, and we've been improving our train tracks up to the border here. What are things? How are things on the Canadian side? Where are the efforts on the Canadian side?
So I'm glad you mentioned that, because Raymond Chrétien, who is the former Canadian ambassador to the U.S., is attending this meeting today, and he is our emissary in Quebec to move this file forward, along with Brian Searles in Vermont. And he was telling me that he had just had a conversation with the minister responsible in Ottawa. The work needs to be done on our side. The bill is being what we call a second lecture, so they're moving it forward. So yes, Canada does need to pass this bill, and we're expected that this will be done before the end of the session. And once that is done, we'll be able to move forwards with all the meetings necessary to start coordinating for preclearance here in Montreal at the train station.
Some have put a date of about 2019, 2020 on that. Does that sound about right?
We would love to see it happen then, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that it will happen as quickly as possible.
Another big project that we pay a lot of attention to is the Champlain Bridge, which brings us right into Montreal. So that's being replaced. Can you give us an update on that bridge project?
I know that they have contracts that have been put out, but there is also a rail link that is being included in that project, and the Caisse de dépôt en placement has bid on that. So at this point, this is all I can tell you on that particular project, but it's moving forward. I do not have the end date for that.
Mm-hmm. And there's been a rub between, you know, the Quebec government, the provincial government, and the federal government in Ottawa about funding and possibly putting tolls on the bridge. Has that been cleared up, or is that still kind of being negotiated between province and Ottawa?
I think that the conversations are still going on, but to what the latest on it is, I cannot give you that answer.
Mm-hmm. One more thing about Quebecers coming here to Vermont. What is it that you find most appealing to a trip southward to come see us?
Well, it's going to a different country without having to travel very far, but also a country where people have very similar values, where people cherish their environment, where people love to eat and have good food, where the culture scene is outstanding. So, you know, you drive an hour and you're already in a different world, but one that is very welcoming, one that is very accepting, and one that we love to go visit.
Marie-Claude Francard is the Quebec delegate to New England. She'll be at the at UVM Monday for the French Connections Conference, and we'll have a link to that on our page on vpr.net. Marie-Claude, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and we're welcoming you on Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
Listeners, we invite you to keep this conversation going. Leave us a note on the Vermont Edition page at vpr.net. You can also find us on Facebook or tweet us at Vermont Edition. And follow Vermont Edition in NPR One for our latest content. Vermont Edition is produced by Sam Gail Rosen and Meg Malone. Jake Rusnak directed the program. Our executive producer is Patty Daniels. And our theme music was composed by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I'm Rick Singeri. Thanks for listening.